This podcast was specifically created for Distress and Crisis Ontario organizations and their volunteer responders to provide training and educational assistance on a variety of topics. As information evolves and changes, these podcasts are meant to offer ongoing support with the goal of updating them on an ongoing basis. We thank the volunteer responders and the contributors to this podcast. Please visit our website, dcontario.org, for more information and how to access free mental health services. Thank you.
My name is Brenda, and I'll be your host for this week's episode. I am currently a BSW student completing my placement at Distress and Crisis Ontario. In this week's episode on gratitude, I will be interviewing Sam Giesler, the refugee wellness advocate at Reception House Waterloo Region. She shares how gratitude has played a powerful role in various ways at Reception House and other insights. Stay tuned to hear how gratitude has had a powerful impact at Reception House amongst the clients and the staff. Enjoy! Hi, Sam. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to come and talk with me. Before we start, can you please tell us about yourself, about Reception House, and the work that you do?
Yeah. Well, thank you again, Brenda, for making time for a discussion like this. So my name is Sam Giesler. I am the Refugee Wellness Advocate at Reception House Waterloo Region. Speaking particularly about myself, I'm a recent graduate of the Laurier MSW program. I graduated in June of 2019, which in our current circumstance seems like so long ago in my mind, because 2020 has definitely been a year for the books. So my background, I have a background in global studies, peace and conflict studies, and have been doing work in the settlement sector or working with vulnerable populations for the last 6 years. So I was lucky enough to find a home at Reception House, Waterloo Region. And in my position, refugee wellness advocate, it's pretty much a fancy term for talking about mental health and wellness. So a lot of my work is focused on helping people to explore what the Canadian context of mental health is, what it could mean for them and their families, and making community connections, because Reception House is an organization that is part of refugees, government-assisted refugees, their journey within their first year of being in Canada. So we are part of a network that can help to ground people within a new reality. At the same time, we are fortunate enough to make connections with people and know that they are headed on a journey which we will not see the end result. So a big part of my role is helping people to make connections in our community so that their long-term mental health and wellness is attended to. So then part of my role also is working with community partners or other organizations in community to advocate for change, to talk about the gaps that we currently have within our mental health systems that make them inaccessible to refugee newcomers. So every day can look a little different for me, but I'm very grateful for the opportunity to walk alongside people as they begin or explore or question what their healing journey could look like.
Oh, that's awesome. It sounds like a very rewarding job. And also, what is your definition of gratitude?
Right. When I saw that as being the title for today's talk, I was really thinking of the difference, I think, between what we see all too often in our in our daily experience, right, of mm-hmm. kind of surface level gratitude, pleasantries, which do make for warm feelings, which do make for human connections, like somebody holding a door and somebody else saying thank you, all the more rare right now, especially during COVID, because we don't want to get too close to each other. Mm-hmm. But those kind of fleeting moments, right, which can make for that human connection, can make for that thanks. But I'm really thinking of gratitude on a level of how it differs from maybe surface level thankfulness. Mm-hmm. I was thinking more on the piece of like a deep spiritual grace and mm-hmm. thankfulness that we hold internally, right? And mm-hmm. so a lot of it, I believe, is based off of relationships and human connection. It's not so much, of course, there would be moments in which there's like material or object, you know, exchange or having gratitude for that, right? But I think a big piece of gratitude is having those kinds of feelings for whom you could be receiving support, services, objects from, right? Mm-hmm. And I also think like gratitude goes into a piece of a willingness to give and receive. It's a reciprocal state of being, mm-hmm. right? So it's, I thought it was a very poignant piece for thinking about for this time of year, for 2020 overall, because in a lot of ways, I think in the chaos, mm-hmm. the uncertainty and the exhaustion that has been 2020, yeah. it's even more of a challenge to draw into our deep reserve of gratitude mm-hmm. At this time. But it's all the more important, right? Because those pieces of having compassion, of having human connection, mm-hmm. They're all the more important in moments in our lives like this.
Yeah. From what I hear you saying, it sounds like gratitude plays a role in the connections you make with other people as well. And so with that, how does gratitude play a role in your organization amongst clients and staff?
Right. I think that's a big piece in thinking of human connection. That's the basis for why Reception House exists. So mm-hmm. going back to the start of this organization, it's been about meeting people where they're at, mm-hmm. And not being able to do all things. Because of course there are always limitations within the system, but really like walking with people, attending to needs, hearing needs, building connection, right? So mm-hmm. I think gratitude is the very basis for why an organization like Reception House exists. We in our daily interactions, mm-hmm. Or in the premise of being an organization, I would say we strive to embody gratitude in its most pure essence, for the idea that there's so much gratitude that we feel towards mm-hmm. the individuals we are lucky enough to be part of their lives. And by the mere fact of getting to have contact with them, right? Like thinking about all the pieces that these brave individuals have experienced mm-hmm. throughout their life, and being grateful that they're here in this moment in Canada, a country they would not necessarily choose to call their home because they want to be in their home. Yeah. But they take each and every day to have the courage to rebuild themselves as individuals, as families, and that they display some aspects of trust mm-hmm. with complete and utter strangers, right? Who yeah. we can say we're here out of a compassionate spirit, we're here to be with you, right? But mm-hmm. when one's human nature has been questioned, right, the basis of your dignity and being treated as a human being mm-hmm. Has been called into question, it's really hard to open yourself up to new people. So mm-hmm. the gratitude I think we feel is that people are willing to take a chance on us, willing to let us be yeah. part of their journey. So I think gratitude is the basis for the work that we do and mm-hmm. why we exist.
Okay. And why is gratitude important in your organization?
I think a big reason is to think of it keeps us focused on people. So as I keep describing gratitude as based on human connections, mm-hmm. Because we receive funding from IRCC, we are part of province-wide or national-wide organizations to look at, like, settlement pieces. There are all these systems that come into play, well-intentioned systems, but systems that have a tendency, as we know, to view people as numbers or to view people as moving through a linear progression through mm-hmm. life, when we know all too well that isn't people. People are unique. People yeah. are complicated. People have diverse needs, right? Mm-hmm. So in focusing on gratitude, keeping that at the forefront, it helps us to focus on people first, not yeah. systems, not objectives, focusing on people. Mm-hmm. And it can really then bring into a sense of humility for us being able to say the things that we are able to do and the things we're not able to do. Because again, mm-hmm. we're focused on the individual yeah. And that respect of being transparent with other people, right? So I think mm-hmm. gratitude branches into so many other aspects of how we can do the work that we do in keeping people at the center.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sounds like you guys have a lot of experience working with other people, and it sounds like you guys have meaningful connections within your organization, which I believe would mean that you'll have a lot of stories to tell. So are there any personal stories about gratitude within your organization you'd like to share?
Yeah, I was trying to think back on this to think of any specific situations that call to mind for me. There's been so many moments where I just feel in awe, right, mm-hmm. of other people, whether it's my colleagues, whether it's the clients that we are lucky enough to serve. And some of them might just seem like fleeting small moments, right? Yeah. But again, because the focus is on human connection, mm-hmm. human connection results in a feeling within another, right? So mm-hmm. it's something that at times you can't objectively see. It's something you're feeling with inside, a warmth, a closeness, a trust, a safety with another human being, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking, and a lot of my pieces brought me back to thinking pre-COVID and mm-hmm. the space that is our 101 David temporary accommodation. And that building, I think, is just premised off of the idea of this human connection. Mm-hmm. It's a rather chaotic space to be. Pre-COVID, we could have like 6 to 8 families, 20 kids popping yeah. around the place. The old house felt like it was coming alive. But mm-hmm. the interactions you could have, the conversations, yeah. those are huge pieces that just happened like daily and with spontaneity. Mm-hmm. And the... yeah, the feelings that it left for people who were involved, I know that was one big piece that a lot of us have been commenting on since COVID, yeah. Is that loss of the house, is the loss of what it feels like to be in the house. We are lucky enough now to be welcoming mm-hmm. More newcomers, but the system has changed dramatically. Families are coming and they stay in a hotel for the first 2 weeks. Okay. So that drastically changed the connection we have. We can't go and see them. We're doing everything over the phone or video. Mm-hmm. When they do come into temporary accommodation, everything has to be scheduled down to like when a family gets to cook in the kitchen, because we can't have more than one family in a space at a time.
Okay.
So it's completely changed so many dynamics mm-hmm. for how people connect with each other and share. So it's definitely been something we've all been reflecting on. Mm-hmm. Is a real loss that we've been experiencing, and just thinking back to that expression, like, you don't know how good you got it till it's gone. Mm-hmm. And 2020 is really a stark reminder of that. The fact of, I think many of us just took for granted how we had access to human connection, how we could walk into an office and connect with a colleague, how we could just sit on the couch and try and bumble through our, in my case, my limited Arabic, talking with an amazing client, mm-hmm. right? Like those little moments, those pockets that we had, mm-hmm. and how they've drastically shifted at this time. So
yeah.
it is a sense of loss we feel, and at the same time, I think it strengthens the piece of gratitude, because we're mm-hmm. all the more appreciative that we've had that, and it instills the hope that as we keep moving forward mm-hmm. each day, we could get closer and closer to a reality again where we can have connection with people, those deep connections
yeah.
That really build the space for healing and trust and community mm-hmm. and a lot of the reasons why we do the work that we do.
Yeah, it really sounds like you guys really know how to appreciate and engage in human connections as a source of strength and resilience, even through these tough times. So, is there anything else you would like to add that we did not touch on?
I can't think of anything. I greatly appreciate you taking the time to connect with organizations such as Reception House to speak about this piece. I appreciate all the kind words you say about, you know, us demonstrating these skills. Yeah. I'd add the piece, it's all a work in progress, right? There's no perfect piece of displaying gratitude. It's an ongoing journey. And some days we struggle with it more than others, right? Yeah. The constraints of the day, stress, personal ongoings in one's life, it makes it harder to engage in a piece like gratitude, because gratitude takes over your whole body, I think. It's a state of being. So there are many things that can pull us away from gratitude, and we at Reception House, just like everyone else, we're learning. We're constantly learning. So I think that's our piece. Like, we have a commitment to engaging in gratitude. Whether or not we do it perfectly and seamlessly, that's another piece. Yeah. And I don't think that's fully achievable. But the commitment, and that's where we want to center ourselves, I think that helps to guide us as to how we want to view other people, how we want to connect. So I appreciate all of your kind words. I think it's a journey for all of us, and I really appreciate the chance for us to have this conversation about a very important topic that I think gets overlooked all too often, but it's a core part, I think, of how people do the work that we do, or even in our own personal lives, right? Like how we interact with those who are closest to us.
Yeah, thank you so much for sharing this with me. I've been interviewing different people about gratitude, and it's interesting how different organizations and people engage in gratitude and experience gratitude. So thank you so much for taking time out of your day to talk with me today. I've learned a lot, and I know that the listeners will be happy to hear what you have to say.
Many thanks. I look forward to listening in on the finished product and hearing what so many of my community members and colleagues have been saying about how gratitude impacts their lives. So thank you again for making this a discussion point for our community.
Thank you. Have a good rest of your day.
You too.
Thanks. Bye.
Hi, I'm Damien, one of the editors of the DCO Learning Forums podcast. Over the past year, we've been busy converting our Learning Forums series of videos into podcasts and thinking of new ways to continue delivering new and more in-depth content. We've seen the demand, and we're announcing our move to Pinecast and our new tip jar function. Please consider going to tips.pinecast.com/jar/distress and crisis Ontario and donating. And in return, we'll be recording new follow-up episodes on some of our most popular topics. These will be accessible for tippers only, and will help pay for travel, web hosting, etc. For the interim, you'll still be able to access existing content on both the Pinecast and Fireside feeds for free, but eventually we'll be making the switch to Pinecast. Thank you for your understanding.